It's the CRM Success Secrets Podcast about productivity with a twist. Hi there, my name is Mary Sue Dayhill, your host. This podcast is for business coaches and consultants tired of working nights and weekends. They are looking for strategies and proven tactics to streamline their business using a CRM and automation. Let's get to it. Does thinking about consolidating your systems into one all-in-one CRM give you heartburn? Or do you fear it will take you months and months to make the move? Hi there, my name is Mary Sue Dayhill, and I am the host of CRM Success Secrets. I am here to tell you that most of my clients are able to make the switch in less than 30 days, and most likely you can too. This is a five-part series on transitioning to an all-in-one CRM from setup to sales in 30 days. We've already covered why 30 days, how to create a CRM transition roadmap, the top five systems to move, and connecting your website to your other applications as well as to the CRM. So in this episode, we will review the biggest potential pitfalls to avoid and how to avoid them. So the prospect of transitioning from a hodgepodge of technology to an all-in-one CRM in just 30 days may sound ambitious, but it's entirely achievable. Having successfully guided numerous coaches and consultants through this process, I feel confident in saying you can do it too. I've observed that most of them often have a more straightforward tech landscape than they initially perceived. Landing pages, sales pages, and a handful of systems are typically the norm. So let's review some key points we've covered so far. The key is conducting a thorough house cleaning of your existing technology and systems. By evaluating what's in use, what aligns with your current business messaging and goals, and what is still relevant to your ideal client, a significant portion is often deemed unnecessary and left behind. And I would say that's around 30% of your systems are just, they're out of date, they're old, and they do not need to be moved. This decision-making process not only streamlines a transition, but also contributes to a faster and more efficient transition for sure. It's essential to acknowledge that the 30-day target is just that, a target. While 80% of my clients typically are successful in transitioning in that timeline, the remaining 20% might have more extensive systems or encounter unexpected obstacles. However, the commitment to a swift transition doesn't mean sacrificing quality at all. And it really helps prioritizing what's in, what's out. All clients, without exception, finalize their moves within 3 months. So ensuring a comprehensive and seamless transition. So transitioning to a new CRM does not take forever. It doesn't have to be hard. And by listening to this five-part series, you will have the skills and knowledge you need to make it happen for you too. Budgeting for a 2 to 3 months of overlapping costs between the old and new systems is a prudent approach, especially if there's a lot to move. Prioritizing the most critical elements in the initial 30 days allows for a much smoother transition. And with the subsequent months, you can dedicate to completing any remaining tasks. But the 30 days will help you make those priority decisions much easier. Of course, any move comes with its share of hiccups and unforeseen challenges. Client work may demand attention, and unexpected factors may extend the timeline slightly. But nevertheless, with expert guidance and a well-thought-out CRM transition roadmap, the majority of the process can be executed within the targeted timeline. So let's cover some of those pitfalls and how to avoid them. First is insufficient planning and preparation. The pitfall, rushing into the project without planning, is a common pitfall. In the eagerness to move in that 30-day timeline, you might overlook essential steps such as auditing your current systems, technology, and website. And the impact of this is that you'll just have an incomplete plan, which can lead to overlooked details or lack of clarity. And then it would make the timeline just extend because you're not quite sure what the next step is. Or it will feel completely chaotic and increase the likelihood of missing that target timeline. So the solution, follow the steps I've laid out in episode 2, your CRM transition roadmap, episode 3, the top 5 systems to move, and episode 4 about connecting the dots. That will help you plan appropriately and be prepared for the transition. The second pitfall is revamping all of your systems while you're transitioning. So the pitfall, seeing this transition as the time to change all of your existing systems. Instead of recreating what is already working, you may want to start from scratch and change it all. And this is incredibly tempting. I totally get it, but don't do it. It just is going to create so much chaos. Your timeline will be extended, and I would say almost indefinitely, because once you start from scratch, everything is game and you will have no clarity on priorities. So this will impact your costs as well, because you will be paying for the old systems and the new system for much longer. You will create chaos in the transition. You won't really know where your systems are because, you know, which one do you use? So the revamping all of your systems is a pitfall that will create so much chaos. So the solution is focus on making the move and getting up and running quickly. You may make small adjustments to existing systems during this transition, but hold off on big renovations until you've turned off your old applications. You will thank me later. The third pitfall is doing it all on your own. So the pitfall, committing to a 30-day transition and doing it all by yourself, is a recipe for delays. You want to know why? Because you are also delivering to your clients. You may be thinking, well, I did it before. I can do it again. I can learn the system and rebuild my existing systems by myself. And, you know, that is probably true. You could. But when you invest in an all-in-one CRM system, it's usually because you have a pretty healthy business that is running already and you have clients to serve. You don't have time like you did when you started your business to do all that. So even though you can, this is an area where maybe you shouldn't. So the impact of doing it all on your own is that, as I said, you have clients to serve and sales to close. So you're not going to prioritize the transition. You will prioritize the sales and new clients over the transition, which means that the transition may never even get off the ground. You will feel overwhelmed and frustrated almost immediately because you don't have the luxury of time to just figure it out like you did when you first started your business. So the solution is get help. Either use a virtual assistant that knows the system already. This is not the time to be training an existing virtual assistant. Or work with an expert that can guide you through the entire process. This is what I do with my clients when they're moving into my system. Don't think you can do everything yourself and still hit the 30 days. It's just not going to, it's not going to work. And it will just derail all of your momentum to make the shift. As we talked about in a previous episode, that fear of change is real. And if you don't keep that momentum going, it will take over. So the key takeaway is that with the right strategy and support, there's no reason why a business can't make the leap to an all-in-one CRM within 30 days. Seeking expert assistance not only expedites the transition, but also ensures it is more efficient and cost-effective, eliminating those unnecessary headaches in the process. So if you're committed to making a move to an all-in-one CRM, look for ways that you can get support. Don't renovate the house while you're making the transition, and make sure you plan and do your audits so that you know what needs to be moved. So that's it for this series, From Setup to Sales in 30 Days. I hope that it helped you think that you can do it too, and that it's not as difficult as it once seemed. Are your business systems a hot mess? Take the System Scorecard Quiz at www.worksmarterdigital.com/quiz. You will receive proven strategies to leverage technology in your business. And when you schedule a systems strategy session with me, I will personally provide you customized recommendations for your business. So again, that is www.worksmarterdigital.com/quiz. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the CRM Success Secrets Podcast. Cheers to you, and I hope that your systems are successful.